At a mosque in New South Wales's northwest, the Ahmadiyya Muslim group is handing out masks and hand sanitizer to those in need. Dr. Abdul Noor Aftab from charity Humanity First Australia says groceries have also been delivered to hundreds of struggling families.
Most of them, they were struggling due to loss of jobs. Some of the families, they were in isolation because of one of their family member, either close contact of COVID positive, or few of them, they were themselves COVID positive. So they couldn't go out.
The care packages are providing relief to those suffering the most, as the state records 1,218 cases. A further six people, all aged in their 70s and 80s, have died from the virus. Four were unvaccinated and two had had only one dose. More than 800 COVID patients are in hospital, with 126 in intensive care. There have been a further 25 cases in western New South Wales, with infections also increasing in the far west. In Wilcannia, about 11% of the predominantly Aboriginal population is now infected. Dr. Peter Maloof from the New South Wales Aboriginal Health and Medical Research Council says more support is needed.
There's no accommodation available in the space, so they're often either camping in a tent outside their current residence or they're being allocated to the ADF tents that are up there at the moment. Whilst we're focusing on, you know, the vaccine rollout and managing cases, we're not really managing the social and emotional well-being of individuals and communities. And so we really need to provide psychological support on the ground.
Mental health support workers are attempting to meet requests far and wide as the state prepares to enter its 10th week of lockdown. Nevis Murray from Suicide Prevention Australia says there is increased pandemic fatigue.
Look, it does manifest in the way people feel and behave. So increased stress, increased anxiety, a lack of energy, a lack of motivation to get out of bed and do things, those sorts of things, increased reliance on substances such as alcohol. These are all signs that people are feeling fatigued.
In better news, New South Wales has reached the halfway mark towards its goal of 70% double dose vaccine coverage. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state should reach that target during October.
And I said a number of times, I don't want people to go through the daily roller coaster of case numbers going up and down. Of course, it's concerning when they go up instead of they go down. But the most relevant number is what is the vaccination rate? Because we know that provides enormous, enormous protection. But what it's also doing is reducing the potential of the growth of the virus. It's reducing how quickly the virus is growing.
Meanwhile, Victoria's sixth lockdown will be extended after the state recorded another 92 new local COVID cases, the highest daily increase this year. The lockdown was due to end on Thursday, but Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the numbers are too high for restrictions to be eased.
So we are still going at this as hard and as strong as we can. We acted early, but I'm not here to tell people this is easy. It's not. It's bloody hard. And I wish that, you know, I had a warehouse full of vaccine and I'd get it into people's arms as quickly as possible. I don't. I can only work with what I've got. And that is a brilliant community who knows how to get this done, even though it hurts a lot. But also the notion that more vaccines are coming.
About 500 out of the state's nearly 800 active COVID cases are in Melbourne's north and western suburbs. Health authorities say the virus is spreading through a combination of household infections, people breaking the rules, and people taking too long to get tested. The state's COVID response commander, Jerome Wymar, says he is concerned by the number of young people infected.
We have 300 people under the age of 20 in our 773 active cases. So 171 people under the age of 10 and 131 in their teens between 10 and 19. Similarly, we have 300 people between the ages of 20 and 39.
Meanwhile, in the ACT, all 13 new local cases of COVID-19 have been linked to existing outbreaks. Queensland has recorded one new case linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. And South Australia remains COVID-free, but has added new exposure sites after two New South Wales truck drivers with the virus travelled through the state. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.